Next application is case number 11498, the application of John M. and Linda K. Smucker. The site is southwest of Route 113, DuPont Boulevard, approximately 1,400 feet south of Route 213, McCulley's Chapel Road. The tax map ID is District 135, Map 9, Parcel 28, and they are requesting a special use exception to place an off-premise sign and a variance from the minimum separation requirement from a residential zoning. We received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns on this application.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, John M. Smucker, 18172 Water Street.
Thanks, sir.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is David Hutt, a local attorney here in Georgetown. Tonight's application is unique, first of all, because it's not being presented by Mr. Fuqua.
Where's he at? He left the building?
I think he has left.
That's a good one.
That was good.
Tonight I'm here representing John and Linda Smucker, who own the property that is the subject of tonight's application, as you just heard when he was sworn in. This is Mr. Smucker. Tonight's application is for an off-premise sign, which of course everybody refers to as billboards, not off-premises signs. And pursuant to Sussex County Code sections 115-80C and 115-159.5 requires a special use exception, and then if all the requirements in 115-159.5 can't be met, a variance. Tonight you'll hear what I believe is a very unique variance application. I haven't seen one or performed one in the time that I've been before the board, and that'll be for a variance from the distance to quote-unquote public lands. The property that we are talking about and is owned by the Smuckers is located just north of Georgetown here on 113 or DuPont Boulevard. It's south of the light at the intersection of 113 and Redden Road. And I say the intersection of those things, but it's one of those unique intersections. At that light, it's East Redden Road as it comes in, and as it goes out the other side, I believe it's Deer Forest Road as it on the other side. If you travel south from that light, this property would be on your right. Many of you are probably familiar with it because it's the location of Delmarva Sheds, a location where you can buy the type of shed that you move to your home site or carports, those types of things. If the Smuckers acquired the property in 2008, a copy of their deed to the property is included in the exhibit notebook, which was handed out as exhibit number 2. Photographs of the site as you travel both northbound and southbound on Route 113 are included in the exhibit notebook at tab 4. As you can see, these are simply what the view would be like from your car. These are the Google Earth type photographs that are available. And again, the first one would be the southbound view if you were headed north. If you were headed northbound, and the second photograph would be if you were headed south on Route 113. The property is zoned C1, which as you know is the appropriate zoning designation for an off-premises sign. If you look at Exhibit 3 in the notebooks, there are three pages in Exhibit 3. The first one is simply Sussex County's tax map, and there's a arrow on the property that shows the location of this property on Route 113, which is, again, south of that intersection and just also south of McCulley's Chapel Road. The second photograph is that, or page to that exhibit, is that same Sussex County tax map, but this time with the zoning overlay shown on that tax map. On the tax map, the red shows C1 property or commercial property, and this property is right about in the middle of the page, about halfway down the page. The third page to that exhibit 3 is that exact same tax map with the zoning overlay, but also with the aerial overlay showing obviously the perspective from above as to what is all the features of each of the properties that surround this site. As I mentioned a moment ago, probably the best way to get a perspective from this site is to start at that light at the East Redden Road intersection, and that's what is accomplished in Exhibit 7. That is a what I call a virtual drive from beginning at that light, and that's what the photographs show, down to the northern boundary of the town of Georgetown. As you can see, when you flip through the pages, as if you were driving south on that intersection, there are various billboards of various heights and sizes, some double-stack billboards. Most notably, you'll see on the about the third or fourth page that there's a point as you're driving south where there are four billboards. They occur on both sides of Route 113. The photographs then, of course, as you travel south, take you past the Delmarva Sheds location, which is the site of tonight's application. And as you travel south, just before you get to the municipal limits of the city of Georgetown, there's actually two more signs that are on the eastern side of Route 113, and those are shown in this virtual drive. If you were to compare Exhibit 7 and those photographs to the zoning map, which was part of Exhibit 3, you would notice a correlation. Every time there's a property that has commercial C1 zoning, there are billboards on the property, with the notable exception of the Smucker's property, which obviously he hopes to rectify that situation this evening. The proposed sign as part of tonight's application is shown in Exhibits 5 and 6. Exhibit 5 is a site plan that shows an engineering detail of the sign itself as well as its precise location on the property. Exhibit 6 would be another version of that site plan, and this time, again, with an aerial overlay that shows all of the features on the site with the sign placed on it to give a perspective of what the sign would look like if it's granted tonight, both the special use exception and the variance. If you look at Exhibit 5 on the site plan, you will see that the sign is a fully engineered steel structure with a monopole column. And you'll also note the through the notes that are shown on there, as well as the various designations, that this sign complies with all the requirements for an off-premises sign found in 115, 159.5, except for one that we'll discuss in a moment. And I'll run through those briefly. First, the 115, 159 requires a sign to be 25 feet from the front property line, and you'll see that that requirement is met. This parcel has extensive frontage on Route 113, thus it is more than 50 feet from the side property lines as required. The proposal is for 300 square foot facings on both sides. As you know, there's a maximum of 600 square feet with 300 on each facing, and that is what's proposed by the applicant. The proposed sign has a maximum height of 25 feet, which is the requirements in 115, 159.5. And this is shown through the elevations on the plan. If you look at the elevations on Route 113, you'll see that Route 113 in that area is generally at an elevation of 44. And the height of the sign is shown as an elevation of 69, which is 25 feet. The last requirement of 115, 159.5 is that a proposed sign not be within 300 feet of a dwelling, church, or school, or another additional off-premise sign. And as you can see, the surveyor drew, it's not a perfect circle because there's 300 feet from each side, so it's slightly oblong, but the 300-foot circle is shown there. And as you can see, there are no dwellings or schools or churches within that 300 square foot radius. However, as you can see, if you look on the eastern side of Route 113, the proposed sign does lay within 300 feet of lands owned by the state of Delaware. Section 115-159B2 includes the list of height, area, and bulk requirements that we just went over and showed on the site plan. And specifically, it states as follows. All off-premises signs exceeding 200 square feet shall have a minimum front yard setback of 25 feet and a minimum side yard setback of 50 feet, and shall not be erected within 300 feet of a dwelling, church, school, or public lands, or within 300 feet of another sign regulated by this subsection. Again, as I mentioned before, this is a unique application. As you know, I've represented several billboards or off-premises signs in front of this board. I've never seen an application for a variance from proximity to public lands. I then spoke with Mr. Lank to see if he was familiar with one, because I would go back and look at that application, and he also was not familiar with an application such as this.
Right.
I then turned to the Sussex County Code, hoping I could get some direction on what exactly a public land is. Unfortunately, it's not a defined term in the Sussex County Code. Common sense is that this property would be considered, or rather the property across the street owned by the state of Delaware would be considered public lands, as it is part of the Redden State Forest, and one would hope that the public has access to the state of Delaware's declared public parks and forests, such as the Redden State Forest. However, that is tonight's variance request is rather unique, because public lands are not something that I believe this board has seen or considered before. Before we get to the variance application, of course, all off-premises signs also require a special use exception. The legal standard, as you know, for a special use exception is different from that of a variance. The legal standard for a special use exception is that the exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring property owners. As was indicated in Exhibit 3, off-premises signs in the commercial sections of the properties along this section of Route 113 is consistent with the character of the area. Everywhere that there was commercial property shown in Exhibit 3, there are billboards presently located. And, of course, those billboards are also surrounded by the same state of Delaware lands. The nearest property that is not owned by the state of Delaware to this site is actually the one-acre piece, a small rectangular piece just to the north of this property, which is also owned by the applicant, by the Smuckers. It's difficult to imagine how there would be any effect, much less an adverse effect or a substantial adverse effect, on the lands owned by the state of Delaware, given the existing billboards and the uses of the property, which is simply fields and forest owned by the state of Delaware. The second part of tonight's application, of course, is for a 70-foot variance from the 300-foot separation distance required from public lands. I know the board is familiar with the legal standards, so I will run through those factors for this application. First is the uniqueness of this. This lot is unique, as you can see from the zoning map. There's a mixture here of commercial properties and then state of Delaware public lands that are owned on both sides of the property in both circumstances, both the commercial and the state of Delaware. So it's a rather unique mixture of zoning and usages. The second factor is that the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. As is indicated by the signs on the nearby commercial properties, off-premises signs are a reasonable use of the properties, as each of the commercial properties on 113 in this section has billboards, and this variance would be necessary to allow that reasonable use on this property. The third factor is that the situation was not created by the applicant. Mr. Smucker reports to me that he has no control over what lands the state of Delaware owns or, frankly, how they use their lands, and thus, obviously, he did not create this situation. The fourth factor is that it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As has been said several times, this is consistent with this area of Route 113. Oftentimes, this is also asked as to whether or not it will substantially or permanently impair appropriate uses of neighboring adjacent properties. And that question can be answered that it will not, because we know because there's already signs that are in a similar circumstance along this section of Route 113. It's also interesting because this property is owned by the state of Delaware. And as I believe you are aware from prior applications, the state of Delaware does not concern itself when it views off-premises advertising, such as off-premises signs, with what's on the other side of the street. If DelDOT is looking at the spacing of off-premises signs, it only cares about what is on the same side of the street. And so DelDOT itself, or the state of Delaware, would not be concerned with the fact that it has lands on the other side of Route 113. Mm-hmm. The final factor is that it's the minimum variance that will afford relief. As I indicated when I went through the factors for 115, 159.5, everything about this sign was designed to comply with all those height, area, and bulk requirements, and this is the shortest distance to allow this sign to be properly located on the property. Mr. Smucker, you've heard the information presented as part of this applicant. Was everything true and correct? Thank you. That concludes my presentation. Mr. Smucker and I are available if the board has any questions for either of us.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Trent. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start down with you, Mr. Wortman.
The signs, the other signs, are they all, are any of the signs vacant? You know?
I do not know. I'm trying to remember. I just drove it this weekend to look at the signs. I think there is one that was vacant. I believe there is.
Chris, now, has his signs rented out yet?
He does not, but he is hiring. He's actually going to sublease this sign to a company that will have the sign leased and when it's put up. Yes.
So he has got a contract. When that sign's up, they will be
leased.
That's correct.
Leased.
That's correct.
Okay. No other questions?
Okay. Mr. Rader?
Most of those signs that are up there now are old signs, right? They've been there quite a while, the other signs.
Looking at them, I would say that most of those signs have been there for a little while.
They look like they've been there quite a while. And you said this is going to be monopole?
That's correct.
Okay. And you will keep to all the requirements, okay, 191, but you're going to just need a variance for the distance between the public lands.
Correct. The distance from the easternmost edge of the sign to the westernmost edge of the state of Delaware lands. That's correct.
No other questions.
Thank you. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
I have no questions. Your presentation was very well done.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Mr. Trump?
Just looking at the location of the billboard, is it possible it could be moved in such a way so that it has a further distance from the state of Delaware lands, or is that the kind of the only location it could be?
It's the only location it can be to have sight lines of the sign. The state of Delaware's forest goes very close to the edge of Route 113, and then you obviously, if you move the sign back, it's in the midst of some of the uses of the site that are there, but also the sight lines, you don't see the sign, which of course off-premise advertising is based on people being able to see the sign as they travel up and down the highway.
I have no further questions.
Okay, thank you. Okay, excuse me, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,498. I believe Mr. Hutt's becoming the off-premise Sussex County attorney for signs, and it's done a great job.
Very good.
Presenting his cases. He knows them well. And I believe the special use exception, approve the special use exception, will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties, and he's made that statement. Okay, and as far as the variance is concerned, he addressed the standards for granting a variance. The reasons, the uniqueness is, it's an area of mixed zoning, as he so stated, and that would make it unique. And the unnecessary hardship, I believe, is no control over the where the sign is being overlapped as far as the estate lands are concerned. And of course, the variance will not alter essential character in the neighborhood. There's a lot of signs up there, excuse me, already now, off-premise signs. And then the requested variance is a minimum that will afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,498. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,498 is approved.